me to the book of Psalms. Look at Psalms chapter 23. As you're turning, I do want to make a prayer request. My boss, Greg Yates, his father is not doing well. His name's Mr. Earl. They don't live anywhere close. They live in Florida, but he's battling dementia, and he's had a couple falls. He's in the hospital right now, so when we pray, I'd ask y'all just to continue to pray for him. His name's Mr. Earl Yates, and just ask God to intervene on him and touch his life. And we'll pray, and I want to share this word to you tonight, and it is we'll start here with kind of the main text in the book of Psalms, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but man, I tell you, when I read it, I love it. We'll look at Psalm chapter 23, we'll look at verse number 1, we'll pray, ask God to take care of it and bless it, and the title tonight is, "The Lord is My Shepherd." And I'm so thankful He's my shepherd. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know He's my shepherd. And I'm thankful for what He does in my life. So when you get there, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. We're going to look tonight at Psalm chapter 23. And we'll look here at a few verses and we'll go around. And I just thank God for this passage. So if you would, read with me. The Bible says in Psalms 23, we'll read this first verse. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for this night. I thank You for the blood of Jesus. Thank You so much that we sing about that. We worship You, Lord, for what You've done on the cross and how You rose again on the third day, as the Bible says, and that we may have everlasting life. Thank You so much for that, Lord. And I just thank You that You're the shepherd of this place. Thank You that we go behind You and we do what You say and we're obedient as much as we can, Lord. And I'm just so thankful that it's all about Jesus. God, would You just cover this under the blood and would You take care of us tonight? And Lord, I thank You that You're my shepherd. Bless this word, God, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to look tonight at "The Lord is my shepherd." And I think King David said it well when he said it. Verse number 1, "The Lord is my shepherd," and he goes on to say, "I shall not want." And that's what I want to look at tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. And I think as we look at this verse, I think David is bragging on his Lord. Now, a lot of people think, and the Bible kind of explains it as sheep that are not very smart. Sheep are, they have to rely on the shepherd, but I want to look at it like David looked at it. He said, yeah, hey, I'm not very good, and I'm not very big, and I'm not very good on my own, but hey, I've got a good shepherd. That's the way he looked at it. And I want to look at that tonight. That's what I want to do as we go through the passage. I want to show us tonight, and I want to brag on God, and I want to tell you how good my shepherd is. So let's look at this passage, and we look at chapter 23, verse number 1. I say here, "My shepherd is a good leader." Look with me in verse number 1. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Here it is. "He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." If we look at verse number 2 and we look at verse number 3, it has that word "lead," but I want to look at the whole psalm, and I want to say through the whole psalm, those 6 verses, we can say the Lord is a good leader. He leads me, and the Bible says that in verse number 2, "He leads me beside the still waters." And I want to look at it like this. He leads me to different places in my life. If you look at verse number 4, "He leads me through dark places." Anybody ever been in a dark place? Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "Because You art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." He leads me through a dark place. Thankful that when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear. Because, friend, I'm not alone, and you're not alone either. Because the shepherd's there. The sheep, if they get off and they get out and about on their own, guess what? There's something to fear. If you stick with him, friend, God, he will lead you in that dark place. And as we continue to look at verse number 5, he leads me in dangerous places as well. He says in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He leads me in verse number 6. He leads me not only through those dark places, the dangerous places. We look at verse 6 at the end of the psalm. He leads me to a dwelling place. Look at verse 6. The Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And here it is. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bible says, Brother BJ got a great verse this morning, Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I want to tell us something tonight as we look at the book of Psalms, chapter 23. It's a very familiar passage. Well, I want to give you something. A good leader is worth following. Let me say that again. A good leader is worth following. Everybody knows the difference between a good leader and a bad leader. A bad leader, hey, I don't want to get behind them. I want to get in front of them and do the leading. But a good leader, guess what? We'll get behind them and we'll follow them. Let me give you something. The Lord is the best leader we can have. He is the shepherd, and my shepherd is a good leader. Take your Bible and go with me to the book of Luke. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 15. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what we're looking at. We're going to look at chapter 15 of Luke. We're going to look at that shepherd once again here, and it talks about the Lord is my shepherd. Luke chapter 15, we'll look at verse 3. And I want to look at the shepherd here in the book of Luke. We've seen, number one, in the book of Psalms, my shepherd is a good leader. Leads me to the right places. We see here in the book of Luke, my shepherd goes after the lost. Look what it says here in Luke chapter 15. My shepherd goes after the lost. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he had found it, he lay it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. We see my shepherd's going to lead, but we see my shepherd goes after the lost. We look at this parable that Jesus was able to share here. And we look at that lost sheep. We look at the 99 that were fine, and we look at that one that was gone. And many people would say, hey, let's just let that one go. I've got 99. I've got all I need. One's not too big of a deal. But friend, let me ask you a question. As you look at this text, if Jesus would not have went after the one, where would you be? Where would you be? There's 99 that are doing just fine. They're just and they're right and they're okay and they think they're great. But there's only one gone. But Jesus said, I go after the one. And friend, guess what? We've all been the one before. Think about where we've been in our life, and we think about our shepherd, and Jesus goes after me. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. My shepherd goes after lost sheep. Which brings me to a great thing. For him to go after me, I've got to be lost. I've got to be lost. That shepherd, guess what happens? He looks around in the fold and he counts. Can't find that one that's gone. And guess what? He doesn't sit there and worry if they're going to come back. He don't just sit there and wait. Guess what happens? The search party's on. He goes after it. He doesn't wait and see if they come back. He goes after the lost. And I want to look at our verse here. If you look at chapter 15, verse number 4, we see that the shepherd makes an intense search. Goes very intensely. Look at verse number 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which was lost? Here's what I want you to look at. Until he find it. Until he find it. It was an intense search. The shepherd would not quit until he got the sheep back. He would not quit until he got that sheep back. Let me ask you a question. How long was your search? How long did it take for the shepherd to finally get us where we needed to be? The Lord is my shepherd, and he goes after the lost. It was an intense search, verse 5 tells me here. It was an involved rescue. Verse 5, and when he had found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Guess who went and found him? The shepherd. Guess what the shepherd did when he found the lost sheep? He's the one that brought him back. It wasn't the sheep leading the shepherd back, was it? No, it was the shepherd putting the sheep on his shoulders and going back to where they needed to be. Let me tell you something. Sheep don't go back where they need to be. When that sheep gets over the hill and they lose the sight of the shepherd, guess what happens? They don't know where to go back. So they just keep wandering and they keep waiting and they keep wandering and the sheep don't know where to go. And then the shepherd gets the search. And he starts searching and he starts looking and he looks after me. It's an involved rescue. And look at verse number 6. We got the intense search, an involved rescue, and an immediate rejoicing. When I look at this passage, I think about this. Man, if I find my sheep that's lost, I feel like a lot of people, when they find them, they're going to whoop that sheep all the way back home. But guess what the shepherd does? Verse number 6, the Bible says, and when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. When that shepherd finds that sheep, he does not condemn that sheep for leaving. He does not condemn that sheep. He does not beat that sheep. He doesn't whip it up and beat it all the way back home. He brings it back and they have a party. And friend, that's what Jesus is to me. When I get off air where I don't need to be, guess what? He brings me back. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord, my shepherd, goes after me. And as I look at our text, I think we can honestly say David was right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Take your Bible and go with me to the book of John. You're in Luke chapter 15. Go with me to the book of John chapter 10. The shepherd goes after the lost. Then we see here the shepherd in chapter 10 of 1 John. He's a good leader. He goes after the lost. But friend, John chapter 10 tells me something else. Tells me something else about that good shepherd. Tells me something else about the Lord. Tells me about that shepherd. And guess what he says in John chapter 10? He says, the shepherd gives his life. He gives his life. John chapter 10, verse 11, the Bible says, this is Jesus, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Friend, he's a good leader, and he leads me to the right places, and he goes after the lost. But I think John 10 sums it up real well. He gives his life for his sheep. And the Bible says, Jesus is my shepherd. Let me give you this verse right here. The shepherd is willing to sacrifice his life. If we read on down in verse number 11, he says, I give my life for the sheep. If we look at verse number 15 of the same text, he says, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. Let me give you something about a shepherd. When people think about shepherds, they think of somebody who's weak. Some people may portray a shepherd as somebody who's small and frail, and all they do is lead around sheep. And friend, that's not what the Bible says about a shepherd. The Bible tells me the Lord's my shepherd, and he also tells me that shepherds had to face a lot of danger for those sheep. A little example comes to my mind. David, when he's fighting Goliath, guess what happens? He tells Saul, before they had this little interview, he says, hey, I fought a lion, I fought a bear, I can take care of this Philistine through the name of the Lord. And so he says, hey, it's dangerous to be a shepherd, but it pays off in the end. And the Bible says here that Jesus Christ is willing to sacrifice his life for his sheep. That's why it says right there in verse number 7, he's the door. Because the door, well, guess what that means? The sheep were inside, the bad people were on the outside, and the only way to bad to get in is through the shepherd. You know what Jesus is basically saying? He's saying, over my dead body will they get in. He said, I'm going to stand right in the gap. I'm going to be right in the middle, and those people that are on the outside cannot get in because I'm going to take care of it at the door. And so we see here, the Lord is my shepherd. He's willing to sacrifice his life. We look down at verse number 12. He's willing to stay when others don't. Look at verse 12. John chapter 10, verse 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. If Jesus is not your shepherd, then friend, one day it's going to come back to bite. The Lord, this is what David said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and because of that, I shall not want. And if Jesus is not your shepherd, whoever is the shepherd of your life, one day they'll flee. One day they'll skedaddle on out. But you know what Jesus says? I'm going to stay. I'm going to stick with it. Even though you may not be faithful, the Bible says he's faithful. He is faithful because he's the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep. And I think I'm going to have to agree with David. When he gets back in Psalm chapter 23, verse number 1, it's not a long verse. It's not a profound verse. It's not something a lot of theology has to be worked on. All he says is, hey, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Nothing too crazy about that. He explains it in the best way possible because the shepherd is the only thing he's got going for him. The sheep, guess what? They can't make it on their own. And David grabbed a hold of that. And that's why he started this psalm, this profound psalm, with verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And friend, that leaves me with a question I want to leave you with. As we look at that one verse as we finish, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Here's my question. What do you want? What do you lack? If David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that leads me to this question. What do you lack in your life? You say, Brother J.D., I don't know. Well, friend, if you don't know, you must be lacking something. And I've got one answer for you. It's the shepherd. Because the sheep can do a search on their own. They can find out. They look over here and they look over there and they just ain't got what they need to survive. But then they turn their eyes to the shepherd. And that's what I want us to do as a church. I don't want us to look at others. I don't want us to look at ourselves. I want us to look at King Jesus as our shepherd so that we can say what David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's a good leader. He goes after the lost. And the Bible says he gives his life. And because of those things, I can say the same thing. the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My question tonight, and we'll pray. Can you say that in full sincerity? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you can say that with full sincerity, friend, that's what David said. I'm thank God that he's the shepherd of your life. But if you can't say that, if you can't say, number one, the Lord's my shepherd, then friend, you need to get a good shepherd. You start with Jesus, then you get the last part. The Lord is my shepherd, then I shall not want. And so that shepherd is Jesus. He laid his life down on the cross that we might be saved. The Bible says God rose him again on the third day, and we have victory in our shepherd. What kind of shepherd do you got in your life? And can you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? Let's pray. Worship team, come on up. Father,